Jello Beats, holla at me.
My man came to me like, son, I got this jux uptown. We guarantee to walk away with like 45,000 and a few bricks from jury kept away in a safe. And we can split it down the middle on whatever we take. I'm like, chill, nigga, slow down. You talking too fast. So where you get this information from with all of this cash? He said, I got this little bitch on smash. She pillow talks about a baby father's bread in a stash. They had a falling out. Smacked the little bitch in a bench. In front of everybody, now the bitch wants a revenge. Pull a picture out of purse, saying, look, that's him. Some curly haired Dominican, look black and real slim. When you enter the building, the spot's on the fifth floor. It's the one with six locks on the front door. She suggested that we go through the roof and climb down the fire escape. This nigga will be best off. Just in case we gotta shoot some shit, we bring the silencers so the slugs are quiet when they spit. I got a question, where this kid gon' be when we creep in a bedroom and both carrying heat? She says the nigga makes a rent at 9:30 p.m. and back in the crib in a half, so our time is slim. We should be in and out the crib at 10 minutes flat with a duffel bag of stacks before he get back. So grab the guns, we leaving at 8 sharp so we can check the scenery before shit get dark. Now we sitting in a vehicle parked a block away waiting for him to leave out of building on Broadway. We see the nigga leaving at the time she said. We cock back, go ratchets, put one in the head. Started walking to the building, we ain't waste no time. A couple niggas in the lobby, damn pants on wine. We on the rooftop, climbing down the back of the building and through the window, searching through the walls and the ceiling. We hear the door open up, this shit about to get sour, cause the nigga ain't been gone for a fucking half an hour. When he walked in the crib, he saw us standing with toast. My nigga grabbed him by the hair and put the gun to his throat. Don't even move, motherfucker, or the gun gon' blow. The faster you give us the stash, the faster we gon' go. So he played dumb like he ain't understand shit. Once the gun broke his jaw, he took us to the stash quick. The bricks in the floor, the cash in the mattress. Threw the shit up in a duffel bag. Son, that's it. We outta here, to the front door, we both start walking. When I reach for the doorknob, this shit kicked open by the drug task force, like 10 of them probably. Then I notice the same motherfuckers from the lobby rush through the front door, both carrying shotties to execute a drug raid, and they stumbled into a robbery.